I think it's great. Now, Dick, down here at the other end here, who I think we all can agree with has probably had more fun on first flights than we will all have the rest of our lives. What advice do you have for Peter, for Sam, and for Elliot after you've seen something like this? I mean, a first success is wonderful when you make the leap from RC to human flight. What do you want these guys to know moving forward?
Depends upon what your objectives are, I guess. So I actually don't know much about that airplane. I have not watched the YouTube videos, whatever. I'm trying to remember what I had seen published about it. So unfortunately, I don't really know enough. I certainly don't know enough about the structural analysis and such behind it, which would be something I would need to know before commenting too much. And then again, it's what the objective is. The vehicle itself, is it an end in itself, or is it a means to another end? Is it a step in a process, etc.? What we do usually is closer to the end in itself. Not that we haven't experimented with things, but that true experimentation we've done has no publicity purpose for us, because it just would lead people astray. Unless there was an end for them, which in our case is a marketable kit. So right. Again, our objectives are a little different there. And yes, I've done test flights on a number of airplanes. Mostly, though, they were pretty predictable, much more so, I guess, than what Elliot has done, because it was a progression from a known to a fairly similar next in the line, next in the next generation. So, yeah, it's pretty hard to compare the two.
Well, I was just thinking about this, and what's so wonderful about this panel tonight, Dick has built an empire of very safe, fun, and in some ways, if you can call an airplane this, practical airplanes for the everyman, the guy that wants to go on across country with his family, and the guy that wants to roll upside down at the same time. You embody that with the RV.
Thank you.
Captured it, and you've held on to that, and that is your, you know, really your legacy, I think, will be the imagination comes from that first flight, and you can do that in an RV. Peter, when I asked Peter, I said, you know, what do you want to do with this? Peter looked at me, and you said, I want to have fun.
Yeah, it's very, very
this
different.
This is fun, and that's fun, all this yeah. is fun, and Elliot is somewhere in between, and this was all by design to put him right there in between Dick and between Peter, because Elliot is the poor guy that showed up to an airport like, you know, 40 something years ago and said, I just want to fly, and he's the kid on the fence who now says, yeah, I can fly that, sure, why not? And you're dealing with this every day, aren't you? This is what a test pilot does. The balance between fun, between practical. You're the guy that says, no, this isn't going to go. But I'll try it because I'm Elliot Seguin, and I'm going to try it, you know? That's you. You flew a twin-engine jet with model airplane engines on it. And tell folks how that went, the twerp.
So I think on that scale, the jet engine quickie might be further on this side. I'm not sure it's going to fall in with the practical, awesome airplanes that came out of vans. So the idea with the quickie was I found a quickie in a dumpster in Mojave. Mojave's the kind of place where those things happen. and probably rightly so, it was in a dumpster. But it was something I've always wanted to know more about the quickie. It's one of these airplanes that people have a lot of things to say about, but most of the people that talk about it have never flown one. So anyway, I was looking for a way to get the thing airborne. The motor it was designed around doesn't have the best reputation, which probably looks silly when I'm talking about it in this context, but we were looking for an alternative. There were some things I really wanted to do.
Now, wait a minute, right? Just stop right there. You said you were looking for an alternative, and like Lycoming or Continental, and none of that came to mind, but the progression, the leap there to two model airplane engines is pretty far. I mean, come on now.
It is far.
There was no preconceived idea of this, is what you're saying. This
in my defense, the quickie, the Q1 was designed around a 12 horsepower engine, right? So, the same problem I think exists today. Once you sort of get below the 100 horsepower level,
all right.
you know, you get into the Corvairs and the Volkswagens, nothing against them, but there's some issues with dealing with that, and we're talking even lower, right? So, you know, below, sub 20 horsepower is a whole nother game. This, of course, is another solution to the same problem. So anyway, about that time, we'd been approached by a jet engine company. They wanted to put a jet turboprop on my racer, on Wasabi the Siren. And we were kind of cooking that around, and to be perfectly honest, I wasn't really stoked about cutting up my racer. So they saw the quickie and got pretty excited about the idea. I said, well, we could throw 2 of your motors on that. And they got pretty wound up about it. In the meantime, the engine had never flown in the United States. It was just a prototype running on a bench in their facility. So they were really excited about the idea of debuting the engine in the United States, and I made the pitch that it needed to be debuted here. That they're, and I think the crowd probably agree that this is the place if you want to talk about airplanes. I think Peter's done so. This is where it would need to be. So we sort of sketched out the arc of a program that would result with the airplane being here after having flown, very similar to the arc that you guys traced. Just as we were sort of getting things gathered up, we were approached by Red Bull TV. They wanted to film a documentary about one of our projects. We keep sort of a stable in Mojave of projects. I try to keep 5 or 6 ready to go at any given time for things like this that pop up. So we were walking them around between hangars, and I showed them the quickie sort of on a whim, saying, hey, this is not meeting your time frame. They wanted to be flying in like a month. It doesn't meet your time frame, but check it out. And they fell in love. They very much wanted to play with the quickie, and were willing to do all they could to inspire us until we were willing to move the schedule to the left, and we did so. So a 1 month program, which is what they wanted, and the ending in Oshkosh, which would have been a 6 month program, turned out to be about 3 months, and we ended up doing 3 flights of a twin turbojet powered Q1.
And we have a video of this. We're going to skip around just a little bit. How can they find the video upstairs?
What clip? So the video is just going to be called Twerp.
The Twerp. You have to see this just briefly as we're talking about this, because is this the exciting one, or is this the
exciting? I only have the exciting video.
Okay, let's can we roll the Twerp video?
So just a heads up, this flight did not end well. We had a engine failure in short final. Long story short. Rolling onto short final, just about in the flare, got a big gust from the right, rolled the airplane up about 45 degrees to the left. I said, that's enough of that. Stood the power up. Both motors spooled up to 100%, and then the left engine failed. At that point, I was at 1.1 VS, so published stall speed on the quickie is 60 miles per hour. It's about 64 miles per hour when that happened, so well below VMCA. The airplane was uncontrollable for the rest of the flight. You can see in the video, basically from that moment on, you can see I do a stability check, try to figure out if I'm going to try to land straight ahead or try to go around. I make the decision to go around. From that point forward, I'm full right aileron, full right rudder, and modulating thrust, so I can either climb without lateral control or descend with lateral control, which is an issue when you're headed towards the boneyard at Mojave.
Yeah, minor issue. Do we have the video? Let's see if we have it. Or not. We'll give it a second or two, and if we don't have it, we'll just move on. But
and this is directly cut from the actual documentary, which I hope you check out. It's called Mojave Test Pilot. It's on Red Bull TV, but it gives more depth to the program. We also have a report online that's available if you want to know any of the details about the program, size of the motors, the rest of the test program, etc.
And I'm guessing we don't have the video. That's going to well. If we do get it, guys, just start it, and we'll start talking about it. The Twerp, though, it embodied the imagination. And it's not a project that you were, hired to do, but I wanted to bring that up as a transition here, because in the test pilot world, when you're talking about imagination, you and Dick both, I think, have sort of said this in a way without saying it, that when you want to earn the public's trust and introducing a new imagination platform, if you will, whether it's another RV, I know, Dick, you're working on the 15, aren't you, right now? Isn't that what you're up to? Something like that. What number are you on now?
I don't know. I'll have to ask my people to see.
Yeah, there you go. Dick's the only person up here with people. Well, Peter can ask Sam, but he can't talk, so it's all right. Let's see. Here's the Twerp. Go ahead and roll this. Now, watch what happens here. That's your astronaut voice, isn't it, Elliot? That's...
Still got a ways to go. When you're flying in an airplane that's never flown before, you have to be near the edge of the cliff.
That's the ominous look at the boneyard.
But what happens when you go too close? Is that something recoverable from? is. I don't know. It's a very, very fine line. I'm going down.
So, no one really, the gasps, I think, are uncomfortable. So, comic relief. You can go ahead and pause the video. So that moment, right, you know, it's dramatic, going through the trailer. So it was a like a mobile home. There was a moment right before that where I was looking at the slab sides of two 747s, which you can imagine, well, I can only imagine. I've never really spent much time with 747s, but they're pretty firm. And then a relatively soft trailer, and we went back to private training, right? We're like, okay, find the soft thing. The comic relief. Actually, Dick Rattan helped with the project. So did Gene Sheehan, the sort of creator of the Quickie, or one of the strong influences of the Quickie.